Blog
What's going on? What's going on, y'all?
Hey, hey, hey. We're on air. How you doing? This is your boy, One Shot.
What's going on, folks? It's your boy, JD. Staley in the house with your man.
You know it. So how's your voyage down in south in Los Angeles, California?
Man, La La Land treats me pretty well, brother. I'm very blessed the way I get treated down here. And, I mean, you being from down here, as folks know, the show's based up in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area primarily. But we do some work down here in Southern California. I'm down here in North Hollywood making some movie magic with some great professionals and taking a little time off from my amazing crew, which includes my man One Shot over here in the day-to-day operations of the Bay.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm glad to be part of the team, and let's get things moving. Let's go. What you think about that Super Bowl?
I think it was an amazing game. Very quality entertainment from beginning to end. Even down to the last play, you weren't quite sure what was going to happen. I think the better team, physically gifted-wise, won. And kudos to Doug Pederson, who, you know, was a lifelong NFL backup quarterback behind Brett Favre and worked his way around the NFL to become a head coach and immediately made an impact up there in Philly, right?
Yes. Well, when I started watching myself, what I was thinking was, it seems that Philadelphia has gotten their chance. They're here. It's been many years past. They're overdue. They want to take it. Everybody that I spoke with were running with Patriots because they're saying it's the second string quarterback. Foles is not going to do nothing. And it's a record-breaking Super Bowl. So I feel I'm an NFL fan because being from Los Angeles myself after coming to Nicaragua, I felt, okay, I'm rooting for the Raiders, and then they go to Oakland. I got the Los Angeles Rams, then they go to St. Louis. So it's just I'm going to be a fan because of a deal that I have with my brother. I'm a New York Giants fan as well. So it came down to I'm not going to be a bandwagon kind of guy. May the best team win, but you got to look at the stats. Look at the defense. Look at the offense. The defense is going to attack Brady. And it happened. That's the play that saved their win. I mean, I thought, but then he still had 2 minutes left with Brady, and Brady, he's a GOAT. You know?
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, he had the ball twice, and if that offensive line had given him more than just a fraction of a moment to try to make a play, I mean, he really had no chance. That was a big-time play by Graham, who just bull-rushed the right guard and really made an impact play for that fumble. And even with that fumble, he was able to make a Hail Mary play at the end of the game to still keep his team in it. So you're right in terms of being a GOAT, and Belichick's been amazing. There's going to be some big changes in that New England staff now with Patricia moving on to Detroit, but no changes on the offensive end. I guess Josh McDaniels pulled the okey-doke on the Indianapolis Colts. Did you hear about that today?
Yes. He took off. He had them all lined up ready to go, and then he's like, nope, no thank you.
Yeah,
you got to remember, Colts is the one that did this, the flake gate. So it's like, I'm going to get back at you.
Honestly, it's an interesting situation because you would think a guy like that would want to take this opportunity to be head coach again, especially after not being able to really give it a shot prior because of what was going down in Denver and kind of got run out of town a little bit early. But now he's not there, man. I don't know. I don't know if it was a good move. Although, you can't go wrong staying with the Patriots, I guess, huh?
Yeah, you can't. You know, it's just I was rooting for the best team, but it was an awesome game. And for me, I was telling myself, if the Patriots win, right on, Brady will have his sixth win, and he'll be the second team besides the Steelers to do that. And then I'm thinking, it's Philadelphia. They got to get theirs and be happy with it because they've been there before. And I believe it was the Raiders that had them, that gave them that loss in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, go Raiders.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are excited for Philly too. You know, Philly is a blue collar city, a lot of heart and soul. Shouts out to the Philadelphians, the Philadelphia House Life.
They beat that city up like the Lakers beat up L.A.
Yeah, man, you know, it did not look pretty. That's for damn sure, man.
Yeah.
But it's their championship now. Now we got to see if you can trust the process in basketball.
Yeah, well, I feel they've done a lot with the basketball team, but it's just that they got to get to the playoffs first before I even want to speak on them, because they've been horrible for years, man. And I would understand Philadelphia fans when it comes to basketball, because I'm a Los Angeles Clipper fan myself. So
yeah.
I know the pain. I know their feeling. It's just,
do you?
It's,
yes. Watching Blake Griffin throw it down over there, huh?
Yikes. Yes, yes. He took off and it's just, wow, man.
Well, he didn't
all
want
bad.
To go anywhere. So that's not really his fault, unfortunately. So it's just a crazy little deal, my friend.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's one thing I remember someone told me is they just feed you so much sports, you don't have a rest time, because as soon as football's done, you're already into getting the All-Star basketball. Then you have hockey and you got baseball. Everybody's getting prepared for baseball now because we're getting ready for the preseason. And it's just, you can't have a moment of rest if you're into those big sports games. Because, I mean, I know a lot of people that are getting so hype being out here right now in Northern California, the San Francisco Bay Area, and they're getting hype with the San Francisco Giants. You know, and me, of course, being a Dodgers fan, it's just remarkable how everybody wants to just boo me and get out, and what I'm always called a bum. So, I mean, but for me, it's all fun and games. No, I'm not trying to fight people over you calling me your names because I wear blue and white or gray and white and you're wearing orange and black. So it's just, hey, you be a fan of the sport you enjoy and you love, but let me be obnoxious when I want to be, because you can be obnoxious as well. And I'm not going to be swinging at you. If your team is winning, I'm be like, hey, man, they played better than mine. Instead of, forget you, I'm going to swing right at you and give you a hug and blah, blah. No, you don't want to go boo-bopping people. Just, you know, raise your hand, be like, yeah, you did, you know, your team did well. So,
well,
that's how
you know, man, especially being a part of the Dodger Blue, it can get out of hand kind of quick. And
yes,
that's the fanship is important. I'm a big supporter of fanship and being able to support your team. I'm an Oakland A's fan. I'm an Oakland Raider fan. I'm a Sacramento Kings and a Golden State Warrior fan because they had a combined 30-year drought between the two teams. They were both horrible for a long time. And,
yes.
You know, the Warriors – you got to think about this. LeBron's been in more finals in a row than the Warriors have been in playoffs in the last 15 years. I'll say it one more time. LeBron James has been in more playoff finals in a row than the Warriors have been in playoff appearances in 15 years.
Oh, wow.
So it was not always, like, beautiful being a Warriors fan, man. It was a tough time, you know. And the Clips, yeah. Clip Nation, they've had some playoff appearances with their little three-headed monster, which is now disassembled. But they had to bring Jerry West in to try to rebuild that machine because they haven't won a championship ever, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
but
it would be awesome if the Clippers win for me personally, but it's going to take more processes. There's a lot more to it. So, I mean, I congratulate a lot of Warriors fans out here in San Francisco because they went through that drought. And now their team, you know, the Warriors are a spectacular team right now, and nobody can mess with that. You know, it's so good that you had rumors of LeBron James coming to the Warriors, okay? So for me, when I hear rumors of you trying to bring LeBron James with KD and the rest of the team, the Warriors, it's just you're not going to give
he's not
an
going,
opportunity.
That's all chatter.
Of course,
I don't think that's real at all.
I don't think it's real myself because I feel LeBron James wants an opponent to give him his best.
I don't think LeBron is as soft as everybody wants to make the man out to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And first of all, you got to remember as well with the Lakers. The Lakers did this once where they put a powerhouse team together, and since everybody wanted to be the superstar, nothing happened. Okay, so for me, if you put too many superstars that want to show off their skills, you're not going to have an awesome game because everybody will know what is going to happen, who they're going to get, and then it breaks down. Everybody starts talking smack to one another in your own team because you're the superstar. You're the one that has to get the ball more. And I feel that's why so many teams have one or two, even three superstars, because you have to, you know, have a variety when it comes to that. And it's just, I just feel LeBron James would do something wrong if he does come to the Warriors.
He would never do it. I'll tell you right now.
If he goes somewhere else, okay.
I'll be honest, you know, if things calm down in Cleveland, I wouldn't be surprised if he stayed. He loves Cleveland, man. That's his home.
Yeah.
And, you know, he left before because the organization was in a bad place that was stuck. And to be honest with you, the only thing that pulled him out of it again was LeBron. Think about this. He was in the finals with the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
He went to the team that had the number one overall pick in the NBA draft. The worst team out of 32 NBA teams. Worst record. And that year, with a injured Kevin Love and an injured Kyrie Irving, took them to the finals and pushed the Warriors hard. There's no other player you can put on any other team in any sport that has that type of impact. Now, someone's going to argue about how great KD is. You put KD on the Cavs, and they got the same record or worse.
Mm.
If you switch him straight up. If you remember, KD couldn't share the ball with just one other stud like Westbrook. He had to go to a team that had already won and lost in the finals without him.
Yeah. And then they want to praise him because he's the one that came in and make it happen. But I feel KD was a good fit for the Warriors.
Agreed.
And
true.
It won't make sense if you bring James over here. It just won't. For me, it won't because it's like Kyrie Irving going to Boston.
You think that's
going to
work?
I feel it can work. it can work because he's young and he has a lot of potential. And the thing is that he didn't want to be LeBron's shadow. He wants to brand himself some other way. And because he was in LeBron's shadow.
How did you feel on that note? How did you feel in the first quarter of the first game of the year when you saw Gordon Hayward go down and you realized this dude just traded LeBron for an injured Gordon Hayward?
I mean, he had to step up. Now show what you truly are. Now show what you truly are. Because you don't have that LeBron James right there as you're not shadowing him. You don't have your star, Gordon. Now, I mean, tighten them laces and put people in their places. Go do your thing, you know? That's how I felt. But because I'm not a big NBA fan like I'm an NFL fan, for me, I don't keep up with all the stats. I don't keep up with all the hypes. I just make sure if I catch a game, I'm on it, and I know what's going on, who's where, what's happening, what. But to keep up with everything like I do when I'm trying to capture something that's happening like this chit-chat with LeBron coming to the Warriors, I mean, that's interest to me. And I want to find out more about it, you know. So
right.
I really do hope that Irving can do something about it and give LeBron James something to talk about when they do play. So,
yeah, I mean,
that.
In the end of the year, man, are we still talking about this or the Cavs in the finals?
I feel if LeBron James puts himself in a place where it's all about the game and not personal issues, he can bring the Cavs back to the finals. I mean, to at least to the playoffs. I don't see finals right now, but playoffs it is a possibility.
Yeah.
No.
I expect him in the finals, period.
Okay.
Because the bottom line
is
every season – his team start off slow.
Yes.
But then they end up gelling. And then because of this immense amount of pressure that he puts on his team, he creates a few diamonds. Look, no one else is getting the kind of production out of Channing Tatum and J.R. Smith or Mike Dunleavy or James Jones or any of the dozens of very, very talented role players that the Cavs had. But that's a credit to LeBron's game, because if he wanted, he could average a triple-double like Russell. He's not worried about stats.
Okay. I agree with that.
He's a delight to watch. I expect him, you put him in a 7-game series, he's going to win 4 times no matter what. Unless you're just completely overmatched like he has been with the Warriors last season, 3 years ago, that is, prior to his win against the Warriors.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to change the subject and go back to football real quick. Did you hear about Gronk? Yeah, did you hear about Gronk and how his house was robbed while he's in the Super Bowl game?
Yeah, so what exactly happened, man? I just saw the headlines like everybody else.
So apparently his house was burglarized, and he called 911. So since he called 911, it's a big story because he called so calmly, like, I just got robbed. I'm robbed, Gronk, and he had to make a list of what people took because it was a home in Minnesota. His house was burglarized, man, and he had to call himself. And this is a quote. This isn't an emergency. This is just Rob Gronk calling. While I was gone, my whole house got robbed while on the Super Bowl trip, and I just got back. That's how he did it. That was a 911 call, end quote, and that's what everyone's talking about. Because, I mean, come on, man. Why would you want to do that? Wow, okay, yes, he's a Patriots, and he's a Patriots player, but why would somebody want to go burglarize his home? Because he has a lot of good stuff, right? That's the only thing you can think of. So it was bad. It was bad. And is him returning from Minnesota to Foxborough, Massachusetts? So, I mean, the way I feel with this story is Steelers when you had the rookie's bike stolen.
Right.
Juju. When Juju's bike was stolen, the Steelers did a straight social media call, and his bike was back within a week. So everybody that's a Boston and a New England fan is going to find out what's happening, and he's going to get most of his things back, I feel. If you have juice like that, yes. Especially when you're a loved when you're loved by everybody that loves the New England Patriots. Yeah, so I feel bad for him, but that's what happened. And with entertainment, being that you love film and everything that goes with film, you were talking to me about Black Panther. What you think about that?
Well, I'm excited to see this film come out, to see an ethnic superhero. That's what everybody else is talking about. I'm just excited to see the superhero. Black Panther's always been one of my, you know, intriguing characters that captured me in the comic world. And, you know, it's a very timely matter. And word on the street, man, is Rotten Tomatoes dropped that 100% on it, though, bro. That's the word on the street. Rotten Tomatoes, 100% rating, which is wild. That doesn't even sound correct.
That right there, then it has to be a real good movie, because I've seen the trailers. They've captured my attention, but for me, it's just wow. You know, I wanted to know if am I gonna pay $25 to go see this movie, or am I going to be like other individuals who can watch it for free? So, but if it's 100 Rotten Tomatoes, then a lot of people will see this movie, and I feel that it's going to happen that way. And by happening that way, it's going to, I hope it'll be a record-breaking movie. And it does well, but I think at the same time, and we spoke about this last month, is people are getting a little tired of superhero flicks. You know? Something new has to come in.
You're right. I'll tell you what, though, man, when they start giving the ladies and brothers with Wonder Woman, that was a financial success, you know.
Yes.
I mean, Wonder Woman have that level of financial success really went above and beyond. And even though she didn't see the fruits of her labor as Gal Gadot did not as that leading actress, she's making a few hundred thousand dollars compared to the $10 and $20 million paydays her counterparts get. That film still put it up there. So maybe even... Well, you mentioned something to me, too, that you learned about the Black Panther film coming out. Not everybody's as excited to see it, even with the high rating, right?
Yes. There's a lot of people in the black community, African-American community, that are saying that they're going to boycott the movie because of, you know, how is it that the only superhero that's black, you're going to have them in the mountains living like a... basic, you know, African that they portray in movies, You know, so for me, I think it's nonsense. I feel there's a lot of haters out there, and because there's a lot of haters, that's why they're doing this. And you got to remember, one thing that I've always liked about media is you can create a false story, and if you create the false story and do it so much, give it a turnaround so much, then people will start believing it. Okay, and
yeah,
I remember,
it's true. It's propaganda, right?
Yeah, it's propaganda because, okay, when I got into media, I've been in the media field almost 7-8 years, going to 8 years. And I read a book. It's called Trust Me, I'm Lying, Confessions of a Media Manipulator. Okay? And this is by Ryan Holiday. And this guy tells you secrets of how he helped many news outlets. And these are big ABC, CBS, NBC, and whatnots, and lower market news channels, and by manipulating stories that have not happened yet. And when he does it so much, as rotating so much, and people start talking about it, then he creates the story. And by creating the story, now he can go create the content to this story. Okay, so it was just amazing to me by reading this book, finding that he put something out there, let's say an example, in Twitter. He put something in Twitter that's happening, and then it's not happening yet, but because he put it on Twitter and so many people start retweeting and so many people start talking about it, a news outlet gets it, and now the news outlet goes ahead and runs the story because it's on Twitter, and then because the news outlet ran the story and they want to say, we're going to look into this, then the content is created, and now you have video feed of what has been talked about so much. So, I mean, reading this book and understanding these, how it plays out, for me, it was a eye-opener, and it just makes me understand and think about what I sent you today. I sent you a text of XXXTentacion of how he passed away. I mean, everybody's talking about how he's dead, but I looked at the website and it was
fake news.
Prank website. Yeah, fake news. But, you know, you got to remember this too. He already tried that once. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he tried it once and it came out with one of his pieces of the video that he has, a music video of himself hanging himself. And that was a propaganda, you know, to get views, to know about
right,
what's happening.
Right, that's his music video, right? That was one of the...
Yes.
He pre-released the Shackles music video, created a little outrage.
Yes.
Hey, we're rounding down to our last minute in the show, my man. But the simple back is, there's some fake news, there's some real news, but there's some spent news, too. So while we're having a little fun on the Fog Talk Radio tonight, folks can check back to the spent.media website. We'll be up this month, and we'll be back on Libsyn, iTunes, Stitcher. You can listen to our man Bino's, our man One Shot on the other line, and myself. But we ain't about that fake news, man. We want to bring that real news, right?
Yes, sir. We bring that real news. I mean, right there where our hands are getting dirty. You know what's happening.
Yeah, man, we'll get into some more. I know that we have the website about to drop and some new episodes, too, including a very special guest that we recently recorded with, too. Right, my man? So
sir.
We'll keep that a secret.
You got to come in and check in with us so you can know what's happening. I mean, your boy One Shot, yo, you know it. You know, thank you, everybody, for listening, tuning in. Go ahead, my boy.
All right, man, it's your boy, Jay-Z. Y'all stay blessed now. Peace.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the end of the episode.